Several Democratic McLean County board members questioned some of the Republican county clerk's budget requests and voter projections during a heated finance committee meeting.
This kind of language today is going on nationally. It's politically motivated, and people are sick of it.
That's Kathy Michael. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, August 8th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with a county budget meeting that became contentious. Several Democratic McLean County board members questioned some of County Clerk Kathy Michael's budget requests and voter projections during a heated finance committee meeting yesterday, while the three-term Republican countered by suggesting Democrats were trying to relitigate the 2018 election. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
Finance Committee member Carlo Robustelli questioned Michael's projections of 80 to 85% voter turnout next year as part of her request for an additional $400,000 to run elections in 2020. He says the higher turnout of the 2016 primary likely won't be duplicated next year since the Republicans won't be running candidates against President Trump.
I just worry that if we don't get the data right in the information that we're looking at, we're not going to be able to make really informed decisions about what to appropriate where. And we depend on you for that.
Well, this is your, let me remind you, I appreciate your comments and your great research. Give us a call sometime or come in and tell us that in person. That would be wonderful.
County Board Member Shanna Wachinski accused Michael of not being upfront with the county.
We are pretty far into the process now, and you're not giving us any information.
Well, we're not really.
I'm not done. I don't know if you're withholding that information because you're being intellectually dishonest.
Michael says she doesn't have all the budget projections finalized and that she was providing preliminary numbers as a courtesy, and she won't be giving the committee monthly updates in the future.
This kind of language today is going on nationally. It's politically motivated, and people are sick of it. And that was proven in my election results in November. People are sick of it.
And County Board Member Chuck Erickson defended Michael's handling of the office and pointed out long lines, which Illinois State University has encountered on Election Day, are not just a McLean County problem.
Long lines of voting are not a problem that is unique to McLean County. It's happening everywhere in the state. And so to come in here and try to take it out on this county clerk, I think, is a little bit over the board.
The county plans to review the elections funding request as part of the overall budget process starting next month. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Speakers at a vigil last night organized by the local chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America demanded action on what they call sensible gun restrictions. Organizers also said they would send postcards to State Senator Bill Brady and Jason Berkman, urging them to strengthen background checks for gun purchases. President Trump says he's very strongly considering a pardon for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Speaking with reporters last night aboard Air Force One, Trump says Blagojevich was treated unbelievably unfairly. And Bloomington Public Works Director Jim Karch says updates to the proposed Route 9 bike lane plan reduces the number of impacted parking spaces by nearly 200. Karch says IDOT has accepted the city's proposal to reduce the impacted parking spaces to just 65. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. Bloomington Normal does love its restaurants, and there's a new one on the way. Rob Dobbs will open in late September. A longtime king of fast food in Bloomington Normal is about to open his retirement restaurant, a high-end standalone. Bob Dobsky was with McDonald's for 35 years. He told WGLT's Charlie Schlenker he wanted a different experience.
It was, you were held by the hand to develop your locations and open up a McDonald's restaurant. Everything was kind of done for you in that. Where are you going to locate the store? Who are you going to buy from? How are you going to market it? This and that. Where now that we're out of it, it was time for maybe take that white piece of paper and develop a whole new restaurant business from scratch.
Why did you still have the zest for restauranting? It's not an easy business.
No, definitely not, especially in the hiring aspect of it with quality people and hardworking and that work ethic that seems to be diminishing in our country. But we got out of the McDonald's business, and still having my own health and things going well. I'm not a golfer, and I'm not got too many hobbies in that, and plenty of time to do something. And I said, why, instead of sitting in a lobby of some fast food restaurant drinking coffee for 3 hours with a bunch of other retired people, might as well do something that can help the community and benefit the community.
So be honest here. Did your wife Julie tell you to get a job or get out of the house to keep you out of her hair?
Well, yeah, definitely. As busy as she is and as involved as she is with everything else going on, that could have been part of the reason in that. I'm an early morning person. I like to get up, and this was a challenge. And I said to myself, even the 35 years in McDonald's and that, you know, what would it be like to start your own business? Because I go back to my family history where my dad started his own one-man meat shop back in 1938 from nothing in Chicago, Illinois. And I says, you know what, I wonder what he had to go through, and that's what I wanted to experience this.
Is it different? How different is it from what you were doing?
Oh, it's immensely different. Putting all these pieces together of, again, designing a restaurant and equipping it and hiring and marketing it, again, without that help of a world global company like McDonald's was for that 35 years, this is way different. In fact, this has really opened my eyes to, I knew construction costs and that, what they were going to be in that, but even buying all the essentials to open up a restaurant, meaning plates and smallwares and equipment and kitchen, and to develop this fine dining type of restaurant and that was just amazing. So,
are there similarities between fast food and fine dining at all?
Yeah, I definitely think your entry-level positions as far as with the employees and that, with whether it be a cashier at a McDonald's counter or a server in a restaurant, it's a lot similar. The managers even, the hours spent in, the type of business where Friday and Saturday are your higher volume days and that, I think are pretty parallel to what, you know, McDonald's and that with a full menu restaurant. But even in this case, dealing with alcohol, with adult beverages, has been a huge difference and a learning experience for us. Getting our certificate for the Bassett certificate to serve alcohol, and buying the wines and the craft beers now that are there. But that's been a whole new experience.
You can find a full version of this interview with Bob Dobsky at our website, WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the Normal Planning Commission meets tonight at 5 at Uptown Station. Also, the grand opening of Harmony Park on Hershey Road in East Bloomington is this morning at 9. It's Bloomington's first accessible playground. If you like listening to this podcast, here's a new way to do it. We have an Alexa flash briefing skill set up for this show, so you can cue it up each morning on your smart speaker. However you're listening, thanks. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.